Is your marketing feeling a little stale? In a world of AI, automation, and endless trends, it's easy to get lost. But what if you could market your business in a way that feels authentic, impactful, and, well, natural? Welcome to the Natural Marketer Podcast. I'm your host, Victoria. This isn't about keeping up. It's about getting ahead. I'm going to give you real, actionable strategies to build a business that connects with your customers on a human level.
Welcome back to the Natural Marketer Podcast, the show dedicated to helping small business owners and digital creators thrive in an ever-changing landscape. I'm your host, Victoria. Today, we're diving deep into something foundational, something that truly separates the lasting brands from the fleeting trends. It's building authentic brands beyond the hype. In today's super saturated market, consumers are absolutely bombarded with choices. And let's be honest, hype cycles come and go, right? We've all seen them, the flash in the pan trends, the viral sensations that disappear as quickly as they arrived. But authenticity, that's what builds true lasting loyalty. It's the quiet strength that endures long after the noise fades. The good news is you don't have to do it. As small business owners and digital creators, we often struggle to cut through all the noise without resorting to gimmicks and constantly chasing the next big thing. We look at the landscape and wonder, how do I get noticed without compromising who I am and what my brand truly stands for? The good news is you don't have to. In fact, trying to do something you're not is often a recipe for burnout and ultimately in irrelevance. Authenticity isn't just a buzzword we throw around in the marketing circles. It's a strategic imperative for long-term growth and genuine connection with your audience. Think about it. In a world where information is abundant and trust is scarce, people are gravitating towards brands that feel reliable, relatable, real, and transparent. They want to know the human element behind the product or the services. They want to connect with values, not just transactions. So today we're going to dive deep into what authenticity truly means for a brand. We'll strip away the jargon and get to the heart of how you can uncover the unique truths of your brand, the core essence that makes your business or your personal brand truly distinctive. And once we've done that, we'll explore practical, actionable ways to communicate that authenticity. Can't say this word today, guys. Across all your touch points, from your website to your social media to every interaction. By the end of this episode, you'll have a clear roadmap, not just from attracting customers, but for building stronger, more meaningful relationships with them. You understand how to achieve sustainable success, not by chasing fleeting trends, but by generally being you. So if you're ready to build a brand that resonates deeply and stands the test of time, let's get into this episode. Do you have a podcast or a podcast idea? It's time to elevate that show. Trim Radio Network is more than just a platform. We're a creative hub built to help you grow. Imagine having a dedicated team and a vibrant community of fellow creators on your side. With our Trim Creators Studio, you'll get exclusive access to resources, workshops, and personalized support to take your podcast to the next level. We're going to help you reach a bigger audience, refine your craft, connect you with other passionate podcasters. So if you're ready to make that voice heard, pitch your show to Trim Radio Network today. Visit trimradio.com now. Building brands that are authentic. So what do we actually mean by brand authenticity? It's a term we hear a lot, but it's crucial to understand its true depth. It's not about being perfect. In fact, trying to project an image of flawlessness can be often backfire and inauthentic. Just like I just did, that's a perfect example of how I'm not perfect. I can't even say the words that I'm trying to say. Instead, it's about being real and consistent. Imagine a brand that says one thing on its website, but does something entirely different in its customer service. That's a direct hit to authenticity. It's the seamless alignment between you, and what you say you are, your mission, your values, and your promises, and what actually you do in every single interaction, every product, every piece of content. Think transparency, being open about your processes, your ingredients, and your decisions. Think value-driven actions, showing, not just telling, what truly matters to your business. And think genuine connection, fostering relationships with your audience that go beyond a simple transaction, build on trust, and share understanding. Authenticity is the bedrock of a lasting trust, and trust is the ultimate currency in today's market. This isn't a new thing. This is something that transcends time. We can go back to the Mad Men days when advertising firms were trying to represent their clients in fashions that, well, we do seamlessly today. Why is this so critical now? So we are living in an era of unprecedented consumer skepticism. Generations have grown up bombarded by advertising, often feeling oversold and misled. We're swimming in information. We're able to fact check claims and see behind the curtain with few taps of our phones. We've all seen the brand promises one thing and deliver another. The internet has a long memory. Remember, once you post it, it doesn't go away. Social media in particular acts as a powerful amplifier for both positive and negative experiences. An authentic moment can often go viral for the right reasons, fostering immense goodwill. Conversely, a single misstep, perceived lack of transparency, or a moment in authenticity can spread like wildfire, causing significant brand damage. Authenticity isn't just rewarded, it's increasingly expected. People actively seek out and buy from brands they trust and feel connected to, especially for smaller businesses where the human touch is often more evident. A perfect example of that today is the Sydney Sweeney American Eagle jeans brand. The ad has gone viral on the internet. It's hitting so many pieces of news that you never thought a simple ad talking about jeans, which people are taking in another fashion when it comes to jeans. She is a person that knows how to use her image and her brand in a way that draws attention. But the attention that the ad has gotten has caused more people to lean into American Eagle because they feel that people are going in a direction of America. They see American Eagle as an American brand. American jeans have always been that thing. We can go back to Guess when they had the actress, I can't remember her name, guys. I feel stupid for that one. But when Guess Jeans put out that popular ad in the 80s and 90s, and they had a lot of people that were following Guess. It's the same concept. We've gone through this. Remember, fashion takes place every 30 to 40 years. We can see the transitions. History repeats itself. We went from skinny jeans, now we're back to wide leg jeans. So you can see trends coming and going, and fashion is that same idea. American Eagle is using the current trends to draw attention to their brand. Their stocks are up and everything is happening. Whereas other brands like Bud Light saw a huge decline of their brand when they chose to use Mulvaney in their ad. Now, that personally was a misstep from Bud Light. They could have listened to the marketplace better, but at the same time, when Bud Light is a American brand that has hit the male consumer since the beginning, using a influencer like Mulvaney definitely impacted what happened. These two brands definitely showed us how you foster real community, a loyal, engaged group of advocates who feel invested in your success. That is your consumer. They aren't just a transient customer list. In an age of choice, authenticity offers a powerful differentiator. We're seeing some key trends emerge directly because of this growing focus on authenticity. One of the most significant is in the rise of the purpose-driven brands. Consumers, particularly younger demographics, are increasingly aligning with businesses that stand for something beyond just profit. They want to know your brand's impact on the world, its ethical stance, and its social responsibility. Patagonia, for example, isn't just selling outdoor gear. They're selling environmental activism and quality built to last. For digital creators, personal branding and the showing of the human element behind the work are most important than ever. The days of faceless corporations are fading. People want to connect with a person and team behind the content, the courses, or the services. They want to see your journey, your quirks, your genuine passion. This builds a powerful bond that generic content simply can't replicate. Alongside this, community-led growth is absolutely thriving. When authenticity fosters engaged groups of people, those individuals naturally become your biggest brand advocates. Think about online communities built around a creator-specific niche or a small business's unique product. These aren't just customers. They are fans who share, promote, and defend your brand because they genuinely believe in what you do. And finally, there's a growing demand for transparency in production and values. People want to know the behind the scenes, where their products came from, how they're made, and the ethical stance of brand regarding labor, environmental impact, and ingredient sourcing. This goes beyond just a buzzword. It's a non-negotiable for many modern consumers. Of course, with these insights come common challenges that can trip up even when the most well-intentioned businesses. One of the biggest is the fear of vulnerability. Brands often shy away from showing imperfections, admitting mistakes, or sharing struggles. We talked about how I can't say authenticity today, believing it will make them look weak or unprofessional. However, true authenticity often requires a degree of openness that can feel uncomfortable, but ultimately builds deeper trust. An example of this is me avoiding the camera because I don't like being on camera. And I've had to come out of that shell because as a brand that speaks about building trust and authenticity, people want to see who I am. So finally, I took new headshots. Finally, I took the initiative to start, you know, branching out and doing more things. But that's still a fear of vulnerability for me. You know, people see me. Do they believe in who I am? Do they believe in what I do? That was a fear. But I've grown out of it. And so more and more people are staying behind me and staying behind what I do. And that comes with a lot of people these days. Real estate agents often feel like they're being left behind because the younger agents have a way of grabbing those buyers or sellers and selling their, you know, homes that are multi-million dollar luxury homes that we've seen on million dollar listing. Well, let's be real. Not every house is going to be a million dollar listing. Not every house is going to be that fixer-upper that is going to appear on the next HGTV show. Let's take home service companies. Home service companies are dealing with the Angie's List, or what is now Angie. Big brand shift that I have to get used to, but Angie's List. People rely on that source for finding a plumber, for finding a electrician, for finding a flooring specialist, for finding a roofer, etc. We can go down a long list. But people that have homeowners insurance through American Home Shield, for instance, they're given a list of people, but they don't always trust those people that are given to them. So do I go with the Angie's List preferred, or do I go with American Home Shield preferred? You have to make those choices as consumers. as digital creators, when we're creating podcasts or video content or things like that, we have to think about what our audience listens to. And I can go on in tangents about all these different things because that's what I do. I talk about branding and marketing. So, but the point is, know who you're talking to. Know what their understanding is of your business and connect with them. Don't just fill their minds with, you know, content. Give them actionable things like I do. It helps you grow. And so, you know, going back to that is come out of your comfort zone, build your true authentic self, and be open to being and feeling uncomfortable, because that builds deeper trust with your followers. But then there's that often forgotten piece of brand authenticity. There's that maintaining consistency across all touch points. I'm an example of, I get on a good source of things and I get busy with what I'm doing and I forget to do postings. So I've had to bring in a team of people to help me get consistent and regular with those. And of course, I have tools that are in place that allow me to do that. It's called my, you know, digital footprint CRM. Not to promote that, but it's definitely a resource that has made my life as a small business owner more effective. And, you know, it helps me be more consistent. So when we think about consistency, a brand might be authentic on social media, but fall short in email communications or customer service. You know, every interaction is a chance to reinforce or undermine your authenticity. And then there's that dead-cat balance of avoiding performative authenticity. What do I mean by performative authenticity? That goes back to the reality versus television, an oxymoron that is been part of our culture for the last 30 years. You know, reality television, two things that don't go together. Reality is not television. The Real Housewives of whatever city they're in these days, those are not real housewives. Real housewives have, you know, unclean home that has been lived in, and it hasn't been, you know, spot cleaned by a nanny, by a housekeeper, so they can go off and do their photo shoots and whatever. Reality is not television. That is consumed by viewers in a sense that they wish they could have that. Why do you watch The Real Housewives? My answer to my husband is because I laugh at them, because it's not real. So why do you watch them? You know, probably the same thing. You go, oh my gosh, that's not real. A real housewife doesn't have a makeup artist in their bathroom at 7 a.m. so they can get ready for a day of filming at their house or their business that they're doing. Again, they're in business. They're not housewives. A housewife is a woman that is in the house, raising the family, doing the wifely duties, doing what is expected of them in the house. That's where the term housewife comes from. Sorry, I'm getting off on a tangent. I do that sometimes. But that's my point. Performative authenticity. It's scripted, people. Okay, so going back to it. This is when a brand adapts to a trendy cause without truly embodying it or using authentic language, that without genuine actions to build it up. Finally, many brands struggle with defining their why. What is your why? Their core purpose beyond simply selling a product or service. Without this clear understanding of their unique value proposition and their mission, efforts at authenticity can feel directionless or forced. Don't force it. Just say what it is. Let's think about some practical examples to illustrate this, okay? Consider a hypothetical small coffee shop. Instead of just advertising great coffee, which every coffee shop claims, they highlight their commitment to ethical sourcing. They might share photos of the small farms they partner with in Central America, introduce growers by name, and even share personal stories about the challenges and triumphs of sustainable coffee farming. This creates an emotional connection beyond just the beverage. Customers are not just buying their coffee, they're supporting a philosophy and the real people. Or a digital course creator like myself, instead of showcasing their massive successes, they're p- perfect launches and their impressive income, they are also sharing their struggles of the and learning journeys. Perhaps they talk about a course that didn't do as well as they had hoped, or a skill that intentionally found challenging to master. This makes the expertise far more relatable and trustworthy than someone who just showcases perfection. We're not perfect, we're human, guys. So in both cases, it's about being genuine, transparent, and willing to show the human element behind the brand. It's about fostering a deeper and more meaningful connection with your audience. It's about building a brand that feels like less of a billboard and more like a trusted friend. So which one are you? Are you a billboard or are you a trusted friend? I want you to think about that as we go into a quick break. Sorry for going off on the tangent, but sometimes that's how we have real conversations. We have to do it. So take a break. Think about, are you the billboard or are you the trusted friend? We'll be right back. Are you tired of a website that's just there? Are you a realtor closing deals, a creator building your brand, an e-commerce guru with products to sell, or a home services pro making houses shine? Your online presence should be as dynamic as you are. At V. Smith Media, I don't just build websites, I craft digital storefronts that convert. From stunning showcases for real estate listings to seamless e-commerce platforms that drive sales, to portfolio sites that make your creativity pop, I build the digital foundation for your success. V. Smith Media, designed for your future. It's your move. Visit vsmithmedia.com. Hey guys, welcome back. So we have talked briefly about the principles of a good brand for authenticity. And those principles were transparency and production values, fear of vulnerability, maintaining consistency, avoiding performance for authenticity, and defining your why. So how do we as marketers practically apply these principles and build truly authentic brands? It all comes down to strategic implementation. It's not about a single magic bullet, but a consistent, deliberate approach that integrates authenticity into every facet of your business. And here's a practical framework for you, broken down into actionable steps, followed by a look on how to navigate these common pitfalls, okay? So the first step is the absolute bedrock for authenticity, is to uncover your brand's why. The core values. This goes far beyond just making money. If your sole purpose is profit, that will quickly become evident and rarely builds deep, lasting connections. Instead, ask yourself, what fundamental problem do you truly solve for your customers? What deeper impact do you want to make in the world or for individuals you serve? This is your why. This why is your guiding star. The reason you do what you do. Once you've articulated that, define 3 to 5 core values that generally guide your business decisions and actions. These aren't just words on a wall. They should be principles that inform how you operate, how you treat your customers, your employees, and your suppliers. For example, are you generally all about sustainability, innovation, community, joy, and integrity? To truly nail this, brainstorm your own personal motivations for starting your business or embarking on your creative journey. What gets you up in the morning? What problems frustrate you that you feel uniquely positioned to solve? You might even interview a few early loyal customers. Ask them why they chose you, what resonates with them about your brand. Their answers can provide invaluable insights into your perceived why. Really dig deep into why you started beyond the surface level goals. This foundational work provides the compass for all your authentic marketing efforts. An example of this is I recently signed a new real estate client back, I believe it was April of this year. And I was going through a period where, you know, all this new AI technology was coming out. I was implementing things, got overwhelmed, and I missed a couple of deadlines. Being real, and nailed the customer into, you know, a commitment that I was not fulfilling my obligation to them. Well, this quickly turned around as I explained to them that my bandwidth is very thin right now. I'm going through some transition period, but I was honest with that customer, and that customer
came back to me and said, I appreciate your transparency. That's why I chose you, because you've been real since day one. So, you know, sometimes you can't be the best that you are in every moment. So how did I fix that? Well, I fine-tuned some things, made some changes. You know, I'm a problem solver, so I answered the question of what's the problem here. Well, obviously it was bandwidth. I had too much on my plate. So how do I fix that? Well, you get help, right? So I brought in some people to help out, and things have been going smoothly ever since. And, you know, I appreciated that client for feeling valuable enough to me that they could say to me that they appreciate my transparency. So keep it real, guys. That's really what brand authenticity is about. So when I say I partner with you till the end. So always be real with your clients and your customers and your fans and your followers and your listeners, whoever they may be. So that's why you're here, right? Okay. So the second part of how we answer the principles is we just talked about the why. So second is, once you know your why and your values, you must show them, don't tell them. What I just tell you, I saw problems. Authenticity isn't a declaration, it's a demonstration. It's not enough to state in a fancy mission statement that you're transparent or you're community focused. You have to live it. Share your behind the scenes that is incredibly powerful. Let your audience see your process, the real people behind the product or services, the challenges you face, and your triumphs. This could involve short videos of your production process, candid photos of your team at work, or even sharing an evolution of a product idea. I'm trying to do that more now that I'm getting into more video. So hopefully my demonstration of how I'm changing things gives you some ideas on what you can do. You can also showcase customer stories and testimonials in a truly genuine way. Instead of just a quote, perhaps a video interview with a customer sharing their honest experience, including any intentional hesitations they might have had. Use rich media, raw photos, spontaneous videos, personal anecdotes on social media that reveal your personality, or in-depth case studies that walk through a real-world solution you provided. The goal here is to let your audience see the real you and the real work, peeling back those layers to reveal the human element that makes your brand unique. This builds trust because it feels transparent and relatable. That's what I want to do. That's critical to everything that I do. There's millions of marketers out there, but there aren't millions of marketers out there that will be real by saying, hey, I can't do that today. Hey, I'm not feeling well. I got to sit back. Hey, by the way, I forgot to mention, I do this, but I can't do that. So, you know, just be honest with your customers. Don't sugarcoat things because you signed a contract. You know, they understand you're human. Peel back those layers and be real with yourself. Be real with your audience, and they'll benefit from your authenticity. Going through that now as I sit down and I finish up my marketing for this month and next month, but I also have to sit down and outline the September outlines for 22 of my clients. So next month is already, you know, the plans are done. Now I just got to execute all of them. So you have to get on that consistency path, okay? Remember, the out of those two, there's a third, a critical, often uncomfortable step to embrace imperfection and strategic vulnerability. I just mentioned, be real. There's no hesitation. This is where many brands hesitate, fearing it will weaken their image. But the truth is, no one and no brand is perfect. And trying to perfect an illusion of perfection often feels distant and unrelatable. You know, I watch true crime at night. That's kind of what I fall asleep to. People think I'm crazy for doing that, but I'm a Scorpio. What can I say? So I was watching Beyond the Headlines, and the Gabby Petito story came on last night, and it was about this Gabby, who is an influencer on social media. She had followers that saw this perfection of a perfect relationship with her and Brian. Guess what? It was all a facade. You can't always be perfect. There was something hidden. There was something that caused things to change. That's a perfect example. True crime is like marketing. When people can pinpoint authenticity, they trust you, okay? So it's about being real, okay? Admitting mistakes and transparency, rectifying them. It builds immense trust because it demonstrates integrity and accountability. Think about a time a brand publicly admitted a fault and explained how they were fixing it. Didn't that make you trust them more? I can't remember a time when a brand did that here recently. I'm been thinking about it, and I really can't. When I was writing my script for this episode, I thought to myself, is there a brand out there that has truly taken accountability for a mistake that they made? We've seen lots of things come across the news media, but those brands have never really spoken up. So, you know, foster it. Be real, you know? It's a two-way conversation. Share the human side of your brand, your learning moments, the difficulties you've overcome to get where you are today, or even a funny mistake that happened along the way. When people see that, they feel connected to you. A thoughtful blog post about a lesson learned from a failed project, an honest social media update explaining a delay or a challenge, or even a sincere public apology when things go wrong can resonate far more deeply and build stronger loyalty than maintaining a polished, impenetrable facade of perfection. This isn't about airing all your dirty laundry, but about being authentically human. Be human. And finally, to truly embody authenticity, you must foster genuine two-way conversations. I just said that. It's a two-way conversation. Authentically thrives on dialogue, not just broadcasting messages at an audience. If you're only pushing out content and never listening, you're missing a huge opportunity to build connection. Make it a priority to listen to your feedback. Engage thoughtfully with comments and messages and respond in a way that shows you genuinely care and are paying attention to what people are saying. This isn't just about customer service. It's about building relationships. Creating spaces for your community to connect with each other, whether that's a dedicated online group, in a private Facebook group, a Discord server, or regular live Q&A sessions where you interact directly with your audience. And speaking of that, guys, let me know if you want a Q&A session with me, because I really want to get you guys more involved in this series, okay? So going back to it, ask questions, solicit opinions, and generally incorporate their input where appropriate. This transforms your audience from passive customers into active participants and advocates. Okay, so now let's address some common pitfalls that can undermine even the most intentions. One of the biggest is trying too hard to be authentic. People can tell when you're trying to be more authentic than what you are, okay? It feels performative. This happens when a brand attempts to adopt a trendy cause without truly embodying it, or uses authentic language without genuine actions to back it up. We've seen it. People that, you know, stood for and I hate to say it, the Me Too movement, people that stood for the Black Lives Matter movement, people that stood for, and I don't want to keep using political innuendos, but again, these are all things that were trendy, okay? These things come and go, okay? You're going to see more and more of that as society and our younger generations continue to follow trends like TikTok and other things like that, instead of actually getting involved with what's important to a community, okay? Excuse me. The solution here is to focus on consistency and truth rather than chasing trends or trying to copy what other brands are doing. Your authenticity should emerge naturally from why and your values, not to be forced. If it doesn't feel natural, it probably isn't authentic. Another pitfall is inconsistency across different platforms or team members, okay? So if your one team member says one thing and your other team member says another thing, that makes your brand inauthentic, okay? A brand might be transparent on Instagram, but evasive in email communications, or one team member might be project one image with another contradicts it. To solve this, develop a clear brand guideline that goes beyond just logos and colors. They should include your tone of voice, your core values, your examples, and how to embody your authenticity in various scenarios. Crucially, ensure your team understands and embodies these guidelines as every employee is a touch point in the brand's authenticity. By proactively addressing these challenges, you can build a truly robust and genuinely authentic brand. So, you know, again, it's all about knowing your why, it's knowing how to foster communications, and it's also about embracing imperfections. Be real. That's the bottom line, guys. Be real. A true authentic brand is about authenticity, the real of you, the real of the idea. That's what I want. I call myself the natural marketer, not because I want to be like every other marketer, but it's because I'm real. I'm natural. I am who I am. My name came from the way that I do my work. It comes naturally to me and it comes naturally to the outcome. So I want that to come across. So when you think about the natural marketer, don't think about, you know, building a brand for authentic and organic, you know, brands. It's not about naturalism. It's about naturalism, but it's not about natural and organic foods. It's about being natural in what I do, understanding what it really means to be a marketer. Marketing is about the bottom line. The bottom line comes from who you bring into your world, who you allow to accept your terms. The naturality of it all is I'm always who I am. I don't sugarcoat it. People can generally figure out who I am and what I'm about within the first 20 minutes of talking with me. So my task to you is, it's your move to be authentic, to be real. Come to terms with your why. Understand your why. Deliver it. Hey guys, welcome back. We've covered a lot today about building authentic brands. We've talked about the principles behind authenticity in brands. I've talked about ways to address those, which is your why you're doing it, what's driving you to build your brand and moving beyond just the hype. We discussed the true authenticity, what true authenticity means, why it's critical in today's market, and practical strategies like uncovering your why. Showing, don't just telling. Embracing vulnerability and fostering genuine communications. I always laugh every time I write that down. Show me, don't tell me. That's the motto for the state of Missouri. Show me, don't tell me state. Okay, so now that you've got your principles, the explanation of what that authenticity means today, and some actionable, you know, applications of those. Now let's talk about some specific steps that you can take after listening to this episode, okay? I've got three tasks for you. These are your calls to action for this week, okay? As we say in the marketing world, your call to action. Action number one, I'll try that again, is to define or revisit your brand's core values. I want you to ask yourself, what truly drives my business beyond just making money? I want you to take 15 minutes and I want you to write down 3 to 5 values that generally guide your business decisions, okay? That is, again, what truly drives my business beyond just making money. I want you to write down 3 to 5 values, okay? That's action number one. Action number two, take two. Identify one way you can show your authenticity this week, okay? This could be a simple behind-the-scenes photo or video, sharing a personal story related to your work, or making a point to generally respond to every customer comment on a post. That could take a little while depending on how many followers you have, but I did this today, guys. Today was the first time that I posted a recorded video of myself on YouTube for the YouTube Short promoting this episode. This is the first time that I have done it. You've probably never seen me on camera, other than, you know, other work that I did, but truly my first YouTube short was recorded today, posted, and I hope you saw it. If you did, like it, share it, enjoy it, okay? It's all about this episode. All right, that's action number two. Again, it's identify one way you can show your authenticity this week. That's action number two. Action three, I want you to audit one of your existing marketing channels. This could be the About Us page on your website, or one of your social media feeds. Ask yourself, does this truly reflect my brand's core values and unique story? Okay, does it truly reflect my brand's core values and unique story? After you've asked that question about that feed, then I want you to make one small adjustment to enhance its authenticity, its reality, okay? If it doesn't, and you can't figure out how to adjust it, reach out to me, I'll help you, okay? It's about understanding your vision, mission, and passion. Your passion drives your success, okay? My passion is helping small business owners. My passion is getting brands in front of more people. My passion is helping others succeed. I am always, always a teacher first. Well, actually, I'm always a student first, teacher second. Let me rephrase that.
I learned that from my husband in his 22 years in martial arts. You're always a student first, okay? I'm always learning new things, and every time I learn new things, I'm sharing those things. That's part of my vision, mission of the V. Smith Media brand, of the Natural Marketer brand, okay? So I want you to do the same thing. Number one, define your brand's core values. Ask yourself, what truly drives my business beyond just making money? Action two, identify or show your authenticity this week, whether it be a video, a post, responding to customer comments. And then action number three, audit one of your existing marketing channels by asking yourself, does this truly reflect my brand's core values and unique story? Then make one small adjustment to that. Those are your actions for this week. Okay, I encourage you to take these small steps. They're very powerful. They can make or break your brand's longevity. They can make a huge difference in building lasting connections with your audience. And then when you do those three things, I want you to share your experience with me. I want you to post up on my social media channels, on any of them, Facebook, Instagram, Pinterest, YouTube, LinkedIn, any of them. Okay. I don't do TikTok. Sorry guys. But, I want you to share your experiences with me. I want you to give me your feedback on those steps that you took today. And I want you to share what you learned from it, okay? We are always students first. Remember that, okay? When you do share them, hashtag natural marketer, okay? Hashtag natural marketer. Okay, for more in-depth resources, including downloadable worksheets, ebooks, which are now for purchase. Sorry, guys, I gotta make some money somewhere. Reality is there's worksheets, there's checklists, there's blog posts, there's a whole bunch of things that can help you identify your brand's core values. Those are at vsmithmedia.com, vsmithmedia.com, just like my name, Victoria Smith, vsmithmedia.com. Then you can join our growing community that I have just launched, which is digitalfootprints101.com. And it is just launched for registration, so there is nothing there yet other than a welcome message, but I encourage you to connect there. Thank you so much for tuning in to today's episode of the Natural Marketer Podcast. I'm Victoria. I hope this discussion empowers you to build a brand that truly resonates and stands the test of time, all by focusing on being truly genuine. Be real. The next episode in 2 weeks on September 4th, we're going to be tackling again another crucial aspect of long-term success growth, which is mastering customer experiences, turning first-time buyers into long-time advocates, okay? It's about creating those memorable moments to keep people coming back for more. You don't want to miss it. So until then, keep creating, keep connecting, keep it real, and keep marketing naturally. I'm Victoria. Thanks for being with me on the Natural Marketer Podcast.